Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. And let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
To talk everything in between, we head out to the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline and welcome in Zach Harper of the Athletics NBA coverage. Zach, welcome to the show.
Hey, how are you guys doing?
I'm a little too smooth with the Halliburton thing. That was really depressing last night.
That was real unaffected right there. Yeah. That was real unaffected, yeah.
I mean, I'm pretty detached from most things in real life.
Sure.
But
yeah, I get it, yeah.
So before we do anything, it's interesting to watch people reacting to the latest round of parody in the NBA and yet another champion crowned. And I thought by 7 champions, I thought that we'd get to a point where people are like, oh, this is cool. I won too many takes over the last 24 hours that this is still bad for the NBA because we're so used to dynasties. I'm just sure, where are you with the we don't have dynasties in the NBA right now?
Yeah, I mean, I hate parody personally, and I've hated it for a long time, mostly because I think dynasties are good. I think it's good when you have something to topple, right? Like, I think we always talk about, like, oh, things were so much better in the 80s and 90s. Well, yeah, we had the Celtics and the Lakers. We had the Bulls. Like, we had those teams where you have this thing of, like, wow, this is never going to get beaten, and then someone, you know, eventually figures out how to beat it, or it goes away, and now it's time for something to replace that. And I do think that's good for the league historically. The Thunder do have a chance to create a mini dynasty within this window before the second apron comes for them, because this is, like, we can't deny, like, this is a hard cap. The league has created a hard cap without calling it a hard cap. But I do think that if the league was better at marketing itself, then the parody would be fine. But I don't think the league is good at marketing itself in this way. They keep trying to, when Adam Silver's asked about, hey, low ratings and all this stuff, he just starts, like, praising the NFL instead of selling his own league. Like, I really think the NFL has a marketing I really think the NBA has a marketing problem when it comes to how they sell their league, because they're just focused on the NFL. And so I just believe that if you're going to do the whole parody thing, you have to make it have some weight to it instead of just feeling random. Maybe the Thunder changed that. But when you go into last night, we were supposed to get a great game, and we got a great game for 7 minutes. And then to the Pacers' credit, they put up a great fight for as long as they could, and they were leading at halftime, but inevitability hit, because you just can't keep up with that Thunder team without your best player.
Zach, why is it you think that there are so many Achilles injuries right now?
Oh, man, it's tough. I do think there is an issue with specialized training. I do think there's an issue with how players are year round and how they kind of overuse things. I don't think it's necessarily a load management issue as much as it's a training issue. Just from the people I've talked to and just kind of my whole guesswork with it. And also you get into players playing with calf strains. Right? Like, this is pretty consistent. When a player has a calf strain or a calf injury and they try to play through it, you get a lot more of these. Damian Lillard had a calf strain. There was no reason for him to try to push it. Like, the Bucks weren't going to win anything this season. He tried to push it. It pops. You know, we've seen that with Kevin Durant in 2019. We see it with Halliburton. Now, with Halliburton, you're not going to tell him, hey, it's game seven of the NBA Finals. Like, you got to sit this one out. I get it. Like, even if you tell him you have a 90% chance of popping your Achilles, I'm guessing he'll take that 10% chance of not doing it. And I don't think you blame him. But I do believe that this is just where we are with training and the body and calf injuries and everything, that if you have a calf injury and you try to overstep on these things, you're more likely to pop that Achilles.
So thinking back to the Cavs second round series, they were pretty much on their way to elimination when Donovan Mitchell came down with a calf injury. Darius had just come back. And at the time, I was freaking out because I remember Clay. I remember KD. I remember all the... Do we think that because of when the Halliburton injury happened, do you think this might, at least maybe not in Game 7 of the NBA Finals, do you think this would be the clarion call to NBA players of, hey, it's the first round of the playoffs, don't play on that injury?
Man, it's a good question because I think it's tough to convince individuals that it's not going to happen to them, right? Because I think these guys are supremely confident. I think they feel like, invincible at times. I think they feel like warriors. You know, I think there's all this supreme confidence that goes into it that makes them able to be as good as they are and as great physically as they are. So I think the players are always going to want to play, and especially when you get into, like, it's one thing to play through something in January. You know, now it kind of looks funny that Nico Harrison was so mad about Luka Doncic not coming back from a calf strain in January, right? Like, it kind of makes sense now. But you look at the playoffs and the stakes of the playoffs. I get why that extra pressure is there for the players to want to come back. I don't know that you'll ever collectively convince players to not want to play through it. I think that you may, if you're the team, try to urge them not to. But again, there's a lot on the line with these situations, and not just for the team, but for the players as well.
Zach, how wide open is the East now?
Oh, I mean, could you convince yourself that we have a Pistons Magic conference finals next year? Like, I don't think it's that crazy to think about, right? And like, if I told you that a year ago, I think you'd slap me. Like, it just doesn't make sense to think about. But yeah, I mean, I you could convince me a lot of teams that aren't that far along have a chance of making the conference finals. I mean, I think the Cavs maybe didn't feel great about the way that they were knocked out in the second round. They've got to feel really good about their situation now. The Magic, after the Desmond Bane trade, have to feel really good. The Pistons have to feel really good, depending on what they do this offseason. I just think there's a lot. You know, the Knicks, depending on what they do with their coaching situation, they have to feel really good about bouncing back. I mean, there's no clear cut, like, this is the giant of the East and you have to go through them. I mean, maybe that's Cleveland by default because they had such a great regular season, but they still got stuff to prove in the postseason.
So one of the reactions to last night, and especially the Halliburton injury, was, well, the East is so wide open, you don't have to make a change to your core four now. So Should the East looking wide open like you're talking about, should that impact how the Cavs proceed this offseason and how they attempt to alter this roster?
I mean, I differ with some people on this Cavs situation because I do think you've gone three straight postseasons, and look, you can make plenty of excuses of and reasonable ones too. I'm not even saying they're cop-outs. Like, they're reasonable excuses of, like, you had an injury here, you had an injury there. But the main overarching theme has been there is something keeping this team from making it beyond the second round every single year. This year, to me, while there were injuries, to me it just seemed like guys were not prepared to take the shots that they needed to take. Like, that team just seemed rattled in those big situations where I did not expect them to be, because that's not the team we saw all season long. And maybe that is just bad luck, or maybe that is some kind of, you know, just mental makeup that they couldn't get over in those big moments in the second round. But I think you have to look at the makeup of this team and just say, is this actually what works in the postseason? Is this combination actually what works? And it's kind of what we went into last offseason wondering about them. And then Kenny Atkinson came in and did such a phenomenal job that we kind of forgot about all that, and with good reason. Now, it might have just been a fluke that they got knocked out in the second round. But I do think Indiana exposed some issues of, you put some pressure on this team, maybe those role players aren't ready to knock down shots. Maybe some of these guys aren't ready to step up in big moments. I think a lot of that can also be mitigated by Evan Mobley's going to get better, right? This isn't the best version of him that we're going to see. And I think these kind of lessons for someone that young are really good. But yeah, I think I don't think you can just go into next season saying, hey, the East is a lot weaker. We can just keep the status quo, because keeping the status quo hasn't exactly worked out.
All the reports suggested the Cavs were involved in the Kevin Durant, at least trade sweepstakes. Do you feel like if you're a Cavs fan and you hear that, that's a good thing because it means that they're trying to be proactive about shaking this up? Or do you feel like it's like, well, all right, everyone's involved in Kevin Durant. You didn't really do anything there.
I would be mad if they weren't, right? Like, I do think you have to kick the tires on any big situation like that. So, no, I think that is a good thing. I would like to know how far along they were. If I'm a Cavs fan, just like, hey, they made a phone call. Like, anyone can make a phone call, right? Like, that doesn't really mean anything. Like, it's always this funny thing where you get a rumor of like, hey, this team talked to another team about trading Anthony Edwards. I was like, yeah, if I call you and say, hey, I'd like to trade for Anthony Edwards, technically we talked about trading for Anthony Edwards. That doesn't mean anything, right? So I would like to know the depths of that if I'm a Cavs fan. But no, like, doing the due diligence is always good.
Is 1 to 2 years of Kevin Durant worth 5 to 7 years of Jalen Green?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, especially, look, Jalen Green's super talented, but he still has a lot to figure out. And we saw that as this team went through what they went through during the postseason, especially. Like, we saw the flash, right? We saw the flash where he was a monster in a couple moments of that series. And then there were times where you wondered, how is he even on the floor right now? And so harnessing that, I don't know that he was going to get the consistency in Houston with their identity and what they needed from him. I don't know that he was going to get that consistent role and those opportunities because they didn't really have time to, or really the opportunity to just let him go out there and iron that stuff out. They're almost too far along for that. The problem is I don't think he's going to get that in Phoenix either, because they've got Bradley Beal and Devin Booker. So that's not exactly a good fit for Phoenix. But I do think Houston's in a situation where, because they have such a young core and the contract extensions aren't hitting yet, they still have a couple of years before they really get into that situation. Yeah, I think you bring in a veteran like Kevin Durant, you see if it boosts them into a higher tier in the Western Conference in terms of playoff success. You get them that playoff success, and then you start building from there once he's done.
Zach, incredible stuff as always, man. Appreciate you. And enjoy the offseason, which I guess in the NBA was about 2 days till the draft, and then we have free agency after that.
Yeah, maybe in a month. Maybe in a month I'll enjoy it. Appreciate you guys. Thank you.
Thank you so much. Zach Harper there. The Athletics NBA coverage on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. And now we pivot right into who should the Cavs take at 49? Why is no one talking about who the Cavs will take with the 49th or 58th picks?
I mean, they say 49 is like 39 in most drafts.
I mean, this could be
the new... We got to get ourselves excited for this one.
I want to know who the next Sir Dominic Poynter is, all right? I got to know who the next person, the next Imani Bates is that everyone will just call for whenever the Cavs have a bad stretch, despite no evidence that he's ready to make any sort of contract. He scored 20 points in the G. Everybody scores 20 points.
Well, anybody else get drafted during a Taco Bell commercial?
That
we want to know. We want to know.
Who? The next Jokic, as they're known. We'll react to what Zach had to say about the Cavs, Durant, and the future shape of the NBA in 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan. If you look at the NBA odds right now, would say, hey, they've got the best odds to be in the finals next year. Those are odds. You have to go back and look at how they've lost, why they've lost, and what's failed them. And at some point, you're going to let a golden opportunity to pass you by if you don't take control of your future, if you're Kobe Altman and the Cavaliers.
Yeah, I think it's really interesting because I do think there is a segment of the fan base. If you decided to just not do anything and run it back, they'd be like, okay, I see what's happened with the East. I feel like you can do X, Y, and Z. Meanwhile, if you shake the snow globe like we're suggesting that you do, and then all of a sudden, I don't know, it's harder to get past Orlando, and it's harder to get past some of these other teams that are rising up. Like he said, Detroit in the Eastern Conference Finals, which is wild to think of. But all of a sudden, these teams take a step forward, Nick, and I feel like a lot of people then would be like, well, why did you mess with it? It was a good team. You had a good roster, and you didn't need to be an all-star team to win this East. But I just don't see it that way.
Yeah, the problem is revisionist history is if you don't win a championship, revisionist history will never favor you, right?
Right, yeah, for sure.
Like, we'll never really know if the Cavs don't trade Ron Harper, could they have beaten the Bulls? Now, in that scenario, you replaced him with Danny Ferry. So I would suggest if you're going to trade Darius Garland, don't trade him for Danny Ferry.
Yeah.
Okay. Hot take. Real, like, whatever the iteration today of Danny Ferry is. But I mean, I think I just continue. I watch a team like Orlando. And listen, I think they missed the whole point of what they really needed. They needed somebody to create more offense, and they needed somebody that could step in and be a true offensive creator point guard.
But they needed shooting really badly, and
they did get
that's
that
what they
with
got
Desmond.
With Bane. I mean, that was the point.
But like, okay, you saw somebody that who might not have been your ultimate need, but he fit the second row down need, and he fit everything else you do. And four first rounders for that. Even if some of that's a tax on the KCP contract, guys, that's a lot to pay. It's also the thing you do if you think you have a real chance of taking that step forward. And I just think this is where we are. And listen, if the Cavs don't do it, if you're content with liking the Cavs, and if you're content with second round exits, okay. I won't fight you. Like, if you just rather watch the guys that we like, that we've grown up, or we've watched grow up in front of us, and honestly, 2 years from now, Darius and Evan can be your focal point. Donovan can be elsewhere, and you can uncomplicate this roster very quickly. If you want to take the long-term view on this, I totally get it. But if you run it back, the same thing that failed you, guys, their offense is why they lost.
Well, wait, but it's betting. It's not that. It's more betting on the idea that you're betting against other teams becoming worse.
Yeah.
Like it just, what kind of bet is that? That doesn't seem like anything that anybody sensibly would do.
So we have the Peterlin pass coming up in about 10 minutes time, 15 minutes. Math is hard. 15 minutes time. And we'll also get more into the NBA Finals and the Cavs predicament going forward as the show goes on. But we played a little bit of Deontay Johnson in quick hits, talking about Kenny Pickett's tiny baby hands.
The old double Glover.
While he admitted that Donald Glover, as he shall be known from henceforth, or Danny Glover, any of the Glovers, really. Deion Glover, Crispin Glover.
Lucas Glover.
You're a Lucas Glover lover. I know it.
You Glover lover, son of a gun.
Rhyming again. I swear I'm not purposely trying to sound like Trump. It was a great weekend. And your boy's just a little free today. Okay?
Really big weekend. Really big weekend.
Bigly. We did the weekend bigly. Now, Deontay didn't just, when he joined the Sports in Suit podcast, he didn't just compliment on Kenny Pickett's tiny baby hands. It gave him a pretty strong endorsement in this quarterback kerfuffle.
Just going to roll with Kenny for right now. I've been seeing Kenny going like right now with the ones. And then Joe would come in. I think they're probably going to roll with him just like to see, like just coming off the season he was with Philly and having a Super Bowl. So I think they're going to stick with him through preseason. And then, you know, they can live with what Joe brings to the table.
What an endorsement. I mean, for Joe and for Kenny. Whew, they can live with it.
We're just going to roll with him, and then they can live with it. A lot of this has to do with the idea that Deontay Johnson, he was talking 137 times Kenny Pickett's rookie season. I think Deontay Johnson just knows. He's like, oh, Pickett likes throwing me the ball. I don't know why, but he likes throwing me the ball, and maybe that'll happen again.
This is the...
Wait, was Deontay Johnson, should we have, obviously everyone connected the dots and the idea that he played with the Steelers at the same time as Kenny Pickett previously, but was Deontay Johnson just brought in for Kenny Pickett? Because we've not discussed that in any sort of sense at all, and I don't know if I've heard anyone else bring that up, and now that we're talking about it, maybe we should be, are the Browns really telling us they brought in Deontay Johnson for Kenny Pickett?
All right. Did they bring him in to give Kenny the best chance to win the job? Or do you mean like, oh no, Kenny's going to win this job and we got to have Deontay here to help?
Like, oh no, Kenny's, well, not oh no, they're looking at it like if Kenny's going to be the best version of Kenny, he needs Deontay Johnson, like the guy that he clearly loved his rookie season. Even if he had very, very, very little success, he loved throwing Deontay Johnson the football. 137 targets.
So here's why it makes sense what you're saying, is the Browns love the idea that makes sense. And if you really think about it, you're like, what is that?
Yes. And that's one of these ideas. what Fugazi math did we have to do to get here? And it's like, well, let's get Kenny more comfortable. We do this all the time with quarterbacks. It's like we talk about with Aaron Rodgers, right? It's like Aaron Rodgers, every spot he moves, Alan Lazard must follow. It's like they have guys that they love. And it's like, well, let's get him somebody that he...
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. And let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores, fast, friendly, clean.
Clearly loves Deontay Johnson, because Kenny Pickett hasn't thrown many people the football. Let's do that.
And in fairness, Deontay's second year with Kenny, no bueno.
No, big
that's
time.
What's wild about this is it's like, all right, the recency here is the last 3 years. Deontay has just been, actually, sorry, the last 2 years, Deontay's been unplayable. Baltimore disliked him so much that they tried to bring him back, or they brought him back just to try and keep him away from other teams in the playoffs, and then really hated him so much they were like, okay, just get the hell out of here. Houston needed playmakers in the midst of trying to one-up what they did the year before. Houston was just like, oh, get this clown out of here, rather than poison the well. If the idea of, well, but he was good with Kenny Pickett 2 years ago, I just think you put this perfectly, and I'm co-signing your take while then saying your take for you. Because in our pre-show meeting, JP said, it's one guy you might not care for stumping for another guy you might not care for. And it's like, who do I care? Why do I care if Deontay Johnson thinks they're going to rip it with Kenny Pickett? It's like, you might not even be here, dude.
No, I think it's Deontay just connecting the dots. Like, oh, wait a second. The only reason I'm here is to be Kenny Pickett's blanket. And the only time he's been to the Pro Bowl, Deontay Johnson, who was the quarterback? Kenny Pickett. Like, I think there's a connecting the dots that is just obvious.
I'll spin your pre-show take. It's one guy who might not be here in September stumping for another guy who might not be here in September.
So, but you see how interesting this is, though. There's a world that exists out there where neither one of them is game one on the Browns. And there's another world out there where
in which they're the face of the Browns offense.
We look up week four, and it's Kenny Pickett throwing Deontay Johnson interception passes that was supposed to meant to go to Deontay Johnson.
I just think... Listen, if Jerry Jeudy,
I wasn't going to say touchdowns because I don't think they're going to throw touchdowns. That's
I couldn't really bring good myself to do 7-yard completion.
I just couldn't bring myself to do it. Kenny Pickett to Deontay Johnson touchdown.
Kenny Pickett to 5 yards past. 5 yards under Deontay Johnson. I can't give him the he's going to overthrow Deontay Johnson unless Deontay just doesn't run. Like, he just stops a route midway through like he tends to do with blocking.
He did quit on a game in Baltimore.
That's true.
So if he just completely quits in the middle of the game.
That's in Baltimore. They don't have a winning culture. He's in Cleveland now.
Obviously, yeah.
And he's got Coach Kev. And that guy's a hard ass.
If anyone is a hard ass, it's Kevin Stefanski.
I love the idea that when Kevin really wants to get like, oh, I gotta get, how do I reach these players, right? What he does is he just turns his visor around. He's like, all right, now you got Coach Kev. All right. He sits backwards in a chair too. He's like, what do we do about this?
Now you're just describing Kevin James playing the role of Sean Payton in that bad Netflix movie.
Don't mention Kevin James. You can mention Kevin Stefanski, and I can keep it civil.
Coach Kev.
If you mention Kevin James, there are two things right now. You can't mention Bob Dylan to me, or I'm going to black out and give you a 15
minute.
I've been
waiting at some point.
Do not.
To just randomly be like, what would Bob Dylan do here?
I am still so steamed.
That guy. I hear that guy still has it.
No.
Bob Dylan is worth the price of admission.
And do not give props to Kev. Don't even mention Kevin James. I reject. I'm now doing Trump hands. Uh-huh. I reject it all.
Is it only exclusive to fat Kevin James or skinny Kevin James also?
Well, fat Kevin James is just pandering to skinny people by acting like he's no. What? No, no.
I need to know.
No,
I could see you being a Paul Blart Mall Cop guy. Tell me that
you
want to
break up this radio partnership?
You
want to
tell me that's not a movie that Nick Wilson would like? Come on.
You want to break up this radio partnership right now?
Paul Blart, Mall Cop. I think they made two of them. I think they eventually did make two of them.
Yeah, they did.
Well, I didn't know you had such a thing against Kevin James.
I'd like you to take everything back.
You don't like King of Queens? King of Queens is a great show.
If you dare say.
What's wrong with King of Queens?
If you dare say.
America loved King of Queens.
If you dare say that I'm like the Kevin James of sports talk.
I didn't say that.
There is hot coffee over here.
Yeah.
I will break that canister like Bruce Banner and you will be scalded. You will be scalded and permanent. No. No.
Kevin James playing Bob Dylan in a biopic.
Legit pissed. I'm so mad.
What happened?
I am so mad at Bob Dylan, and I hate Kevin James. Because Kevin, listen, I'm going to land the plane on Kevin James. We'll get back to this.
Okay.
Kevin James is what skinny people think of fat people. All right? Meaning he plays fat for skinny.
That's Paul Blart.
He does not. No. He makes. No.
I don't know. King of Queens was a great representation of larger people, though, because he was with that smoking hot wife of his, and everyone's like, how did he possibly get her? Like, she was way out of his league.
Which isn't offensive.
Before Scientology and everything, she was way. She was, well, okay. No, that's a good spin on it. We all looked at it. You see, my people looked at it like a good for you, Kevin James. Like, that's good. I never thought about it from that side of things. I never thought about it that
way. You landed the plane with the your people thing. I'll give you the your people thing. If Jerry Jeudy predicted Kenny Pickett as a starter, I'd be like, okay, now that's an endorsement. If David Njoku says anything.
How about Cedric Tillman? Has he earned endorsement level?
No.
Because
okay.
He might
not
be our second best receiver this year.
I know. There's one guy. And I stand for this player on the offense any chance I get because I love watching him play. If Wyatt Teller came out and said, I think it's Kenny's job to win, I would throw down my sword and be like, he must not completely suck. I thought he heard this and then was, you know, playing in on it.
I think anybody that is an actual starter giving out their endorsement is a big deal.
Not Deontay Johnson.
Well, Deontay Johnson's not an actual starter, and we've already laid out the Kenny Pickett connection.
Joe Bitonio will talk up any player.
No, but he wouldn't say it the way you said that Wyatt Teller would, right? Where it's like, I think Kenny Pickett, of everyone, I think Kenny Pickett has impressed me the most. Or has shown the most, and then you go off from there. I think that's why we talked about Greg Newsom's clip on Shador Sanders as long as we did. That's why we talked about Ocho Cinco with Denzel Ward and the comments that basically Ocho says Denzel made. Going to bat for some of these guys, I think it does matter. And I wonder if Kenny Pickett almost felt as if he had nobody in his corner except for maybe his aunt and was like, hey, Deontay, we got a relationship. Maybe speak some good things about me. I lost you when I brought up his aunt, didn't I?
No, I just thought back to trolling her last week and how much fun that was.
Is it safe to bring her up in future conversations? Or
yeah,
is that
she's
just
not
when
Bob
we,
Dylan or Kevin James. Is that,
am I just touching them all on the segment?
She's nowhere. She was just somebody that loved her nephew. Ideologically, I got it. I thought calling somebody a clown was like the lamest insult. Like, you square? Okay. good job. Now, I just don't
think... But when you call Ken Carmen a clown...
I just don't think you could come up with an endorsement that would carry less water for me for Kenny Pickett than a guy who I don't want here in Deontay Johnson.
Yeah.
Like, you... Quinshon, you know what, young man? You go say what you want. David Njoku, you say everything, David. But you know what? Say it again, King. Joe Bitonio, you talk up everyone. That's fine. Say it. Deontay Johnson is the least impactful endorsement ever. And honestly, if I was Kenny, I would ask him to not endorse
You'd
me.
You'd say don't?
Given where Deontay Johnson's been the last 2 years.
Deontay's like, I'm going to help you out. I'll do you a solid. Kenny, like, please, please, don't. You don't have to.
Please. No. I'm okay. You just keep it back over there. Deontay Johnson predicts Kenny Pickett as the starter. You in on Kenny Pickett now? And the failed test that the Browns might be lining up for in 5 minutes, and the Peterlin pass on 92.3 The Fan.
There's only one man with the knowledge to criticize and the power to let it slide. It's time for this week's Peterlin pass.
All right, Nick, we're going to give the Peterlin pass to basically everyone in my family this weekend. We went to Chicago, as you know, and we saw my sister, which was a great time. And so I used to work on the boats in Lake Michigan that was my high school, like, summer job, right?
They say you worked on the boats. What was that?
Well, it made it sound way more manly than it was. It was a restaurant that was on the boats, and the restaurant and the boat went out.
So you, like, serve drinks?
Well, I like to think, like, I'm Wire season 2. I worked on the dock. You know, but yeah, we served fine dining is what it was. And so anyway, we're like, all right, let's go. You know, we did all everything that you'd think of. Pizza, American Girl doll store, hit all the what's what, you know.
That's what I do when I'm in Chicago.
Yeah, well, I have a 2.5-year-old daughter. She loved it. She loved every second of it. And so at the end, we're like, all right, well, what do we want to do now? And I'm like, well, let's go on the boats. Not my boat that I went on, because that's like dining and everything, but one of the
little
boats.
She wouldn't survive at 2.5.
No.
It's a hardened environment.
No, but so we got the 45-minute boat ride, right?
Okay.
We're like, all right, let's go on the 45-minute boat ride, and let's go. And I need to prep you a little bit on this, and we did not know this going into it. The conditions were so awful. Actually, in fact, a sad story out of this weekend. A 27-year-old woman actually fell off one of these boats and died this weekend. She just fell off and then was, like, transported. They found her way too late. And, like, that's how choppy the waters were.
I guess I won't be making any more sarcastic comments.
Well,
now.
We're going to move past it, and you can make all the comments in the world.
Way to dirt road.
I had to tell it to you. I had to let you in on this, because it was not your typical time out on the waters. It was going up. It was going down. It was going up. It was going down. And so we're going out there, and, you know, we're like, all right, let's have a good time. And my daughter seems like she's having a blast, though. Mm-hmm. Like, she's seeing the skyline in the distance. She just keeps going, I'm on a boat, as if she's Andy Samberg or something. I don't know what happened. And she's loving it. And I'm like, okay. Now, my wife was not having a good time.
Mm-hmm.
She was going
through it.
Yeah, something was going on there. She was not enjoying the choppy conditions, but it was what it was. And we're powering through, and then we're making our way back. And by the end of it, we all kind of came to the same conclusion. We shouldn't have done this. It was a bad idea. It was not fun because of the choppy waters.
Yeah.
But it was what it was. And we're going back. And my daughter vomits all over me. All over. My white polo, everything. It's all... And I sat there so calm. And then I watched as I... Because I have the whole rule. I can't freak out, right?
Yeah.
And she does it again. Second wave of vomit.
Oof.
Just all over me. And it was such an experience that you have to go through at least once, I think. But I was impressed with the... I'm going to say I'm impressed with myself here for a second, okay? I was impressed not knowing how I would handle that, and I did not freak out in the slightest bit, and I said, it's okay. It happens. It is what it is. And then I took off the polo and everything like that, and it was all over everywhere, and nobody
did
freaked out in the slightest
bit. Did you have a
shirt
under it?
I had a white shirt underneath it.
Ooh, but that's the save of the century.
It was still very, very... I mean, it was still filled with vomit. My Jordans were just filled with vomit. My shorts were filled with... Everything was just covered in vomit. Very little on her. Thank God it happened at the end of the cruise. If it happened like 5 minutes in, I would have had to sit there for 40 more minutes with just vomit all over me.
All right. I think as a town, as a region, I think we can, I think we're going to allow all this. Yeah. If you handled this situation properly as a parent, there's so many things that maybe you could have seen coming in hindsight, but you just didn't because, you know, you're trying to get I don't say get through things, but get to them.
Yeah, I mean, we probably shouldn't have given her that much milk before the cruise, maybe.
Yeah, by the way, all these things in hindsight make sense, but that's not what you're thinking about.
I'm thinking boat when you're ride, going, fun thinking, time.
Yes, and gonna honestly. Love it.
Up, down, I'm on a boat.
Absolutely. Yeah,
all those things.
I have to tell you, I think the number one win here is that you just...
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. And let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores, fast, friendly, clean.
Reacted calmly. Because there are so many times where, as a parent, I handle things. And if I'm going to tell myself, ooh, we did not handle that the way it was supposed to be.
Mm-hmm.
I think we got to do this for ourselves more, where we're like, you know what? That was a really crappy situation, and you kept it together.
Well, and
good for you.
And so afterwards, obviously, like, we take her across the way, and we change her clothes and do all that. And I was, this is where I'll admit things that I did not admit to anybody in my family or anyone else around, because it makes me sound like a horrible person. But I was kind of looking around like, hey, did everyone see how I handled that? Like, we didn't freak out.
All right, you don't get it.
We didn't freak out.
I'm starting to Wilson waiver here this Peter Lynn pass.
I knew this is where I'd lose
because
people.
You can't nobody ever is like, hey.
Hey, between me and you, though. Dad to dad. Well, isn't it okay to be like,
no.
Good job?
No.
Good job not freaking out?
Okay, from dad to, yes, I can do that, but you can't look around
else,
for it.
There was a second where I was like, should there be some acknowledgement that I didn't lose my cool moment?
That's where you're starting to lose the
audience. That I handled it about as great as I possibly could have. All things considered, because there's a part of my life, Nick, where if somebody had thrown up on me, I would have, first off, I would have thrown up instantly as well, and then I might still be in the shower. I wouldn't have known how to handle that, okay? But having that realization that, like, when your daughter throws up on you, it's just, it's fine. Her throw up is okay. It's not the end of the world.
The T word and the V word. Because I'm starting to get the old belly churning there.
And then the next day, she just kept being like, I barf.
Okay, that's funny. See?
And she went around and she was, barf. And then she was doing like the barfing motion.
Now we're happy
I barf
again.
On daddy. Yeah, I know you did.
But you can't, in the moment, you can't, hey, anybody? Praise anyone? No. Because you lose your cool points.
That's why we're doing it right now, and I didn't do it, because I knew there's an understanding,
Mac,
that you lose the cool points, but we're all friends here. That's why I figured it was okay. Dad to dad.
You're selling
to
it a
guy
little
that
too
lives
hard.
In his mom's basement. Like, I thought we were all in the trust tree here.
Man, that is a premature shot fired there, thinking you're going to fire the first shot at Mac Robinson, because he's just going to agree with me.
Just want to let people know he's not a dad in this discussion.
Oh, he could be.
What's an O there? You have your whole life ahead of you. You'll not be a dad one day.
All right.
Not that he knows if he says.
Okay, I think you're selling it a little too hard because you clearly are like, you're wanting us to agree with you when I already agreed with you. Did you hear what I'm saying there, Mac?
I think you could have stopped while you were ahead a little bit there. I get where you're coming from, but you could have stopped while you were ahead.
The whole point of the story is I was never really ahead. I got barfed on.
I hate to be this guy. I think you lost the Peterlin pass.
Oh. It's my pass. I give it out.
Well, no, but I mean, like, everyone was like, Peterlin pass. Yep. We're all agreeing. And we were extending you back a Peterlin pass. And then I think you sold a fight for too long.
Maybe. We were happy with how you handled it. But then it's just kind of sticking the
landing. Yeah, in the moment, you were like, and in the moment, I was like, huh? Anybody? That's where you lost it.
Anybody? Well, not in the moment. It wasn't in the moment. It was when we went across the way and we're changing her and everything was done. And then I was like, huh, no one's going to acknowledge how I just was just a saint.
In fairness.
In that spot.
That is kind of fatherhood.
I think that's the reality of it all.
Yeah, the commentary
is... Maybe that is the true... Because I was trying to find the lesson in all of this, right? And I think 99.9% of dads would have handled it the way I did. Like, that's what happens. Your kid throws up on you. It's not their fault in the slightest bit.
I don't know 99.9. I think, like, 50% of dads. But you're in the good 50, is what I'll say.
And everyone was really nice around me because they could tell how... Like, obviously, that's not great in any sort of stretch. But they were... I mean, like, the workers there came up and they're like, don't worry about it. They gave me a bottle of water to wash myself off in the moment a little bit. Like, they were... Everyone was great and they were like, this was handled right. But I did wonder if my sister and maybe my wife even should have been like, hey, good job on that. That was a good... That was
so a they're good, not was a getting good, the that was a good
job.
Pass?
That was a good job in that moment. But I think the reality set in. I just don't lose my cool ever. So why would I lose my cool there?
So they don't get the Peterlin pass?
I think everyone gets a Peterlin pass. Were we wrong to bring a 2.5-year-old onto a boat?
No, you get a Peterlin pass for that. But it doesn't sound like they're getting a Peterlin pass for like the not acknowledging your situation.
I didn't want it from them. I wanted it from a fellow dad. A fellow dad from dad, oh, well, dad to dad
that
right here.
You got.
To be like, this that is you like, you did this right. Like,
you throw
this
away
is,
the shoes?
No, I didn't. No, I'm cleaning them. No, we're going to clean them. Yeah. I'm not going to clean them. We cleaned them.
Some things can't be unwashed.
You know what? I have so much love for my daughter for costing me a pair of Jordans, and that's life, Nick.
You high road it again.
That's life.
Like every time I just want to like, all right, here we go. Then you high road it again, and I have to
not
high road back.
Oh. We're trying to get back in good graces here after we spent 5 minutes just completely obliterating ourselves in what was supposed to be just a nice moment where we just handled it in a very dad way.
Mac,
I feel like I'm watching Nick like fishing, where it's like letting it go a little bit, pulling it back in, letting go a little bit, pulling it back
what
in.
What part of letting me go? He hung me out on the hook for 5 minutes.
You hung yourself
all
on
it. All I wanted was a dad-to-dad moment of like, listen,
and I gave
you're
it
right.
To you.
You're right. You're right. Your wife's never going to say in that moment. Your sister's never going to say in that moment. Like,
I am so offended right
any
now.
Bit of
you
that.
Know what?
I wanted
revoked.
Dad. I wanted dad-to-dad to be like, you know
revoked.
What?
You did
they
an
never,
awful job.
They never give the dads credit in this moment. They never understand how hard it is to remain cool,
I
calm,
said these very
collected
things.
Under pressure. And you did it there over the weekend. You did it.
I said those very things.
Extreme heats.
And then you kept taking credit for it.
Waviness, like you wouldn't believe up and down.
I mean, you're doing the hand motion.
So that means you know it's real.
Arms out the window of a car.
That means you know it's real.
Yeah, now you know
what? Dad to dad.
All dad to dad, it's revoked.
That's why we couldn't go to the man that lives in his basement with his mom. Because it was a dad to dad moment.
He lives in an adjoining room. There's
oh,
no basement.
There is no basement.
He lives
okay.
on the main level. That's totally different. Right, Mac?
I have upstairs in myself, David.
There Bam! We go. Lives in the attic of his mom's place.
I think I have to fully revoke it now.
You just said upstairs.
You're in your feelings because you lost my co-signing the Peterlin pass. 216-474-0092. Even after all his shenanigans, are you willing, that's the word of the day, are you willing to second the Peterlin pass that he gave himself, and of course everybody else, but himself, and the reunion some Guardians fans are clamoring for in 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan.
The Peterlin pass.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.